Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com as we launch here in hour number two of the program. Continuing our conversation from last hour, where, for those of you just tuning in, we were talking about, well, actually what started it all was someone called in about picking up women in bars, and we sort of focused on that for a little while, and then we moved
on. More the funny side of it.
Yeah, then we moved on to actually the serious issue of how shy or introverted people can come out of their shell and work and perfect the art of approaching others and initiating conversations with others. And I find this very valuable stuff, Mark, because I've had to overcome this in my life. It started back when I first wanted to learn sales, and I was far more introverted then than I am now. But it's been a constant practice. It's taken constant practice to perfect it, and I'm nowhere even close to perfect. I'm not very good at it in person. I'm very good over the phone because I'm very practiced and I have down very well what it is I'm doing. And so just to recap briefly, there are three important components to this, right, Mark?
Right. Well, you have to be able to understand the benefits of talking to strangers. You have to understand why it is that you would want to do such a thing.
you have to have a purpose.
Mm-hmm. Know how to deal with the occasional rejection or unpleasant encounter and breaking down your fear through practice.
Right. Now, again, this is a very general article. It doesn't mm-hmm. necessarily target people in sales. It doesn't necessarily target people looking to meet others in a bar. It's just very general about approaching people. So also you need to take certain things under consideration. For instance, if you're going to be doing sales, then you better get used to more than the occasional rejection. You better get used to, 90% rejection, depending on what it is you're selling and how you're going about it.
Right. If you're selling Lear jets, you're going to get rejected more often than you are if you're selling cell phones.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's continue the story here.
All right. Instead of getting started. The hardest part of talking to strangers is getting started. Before you have the experience striking up conversations, you have to it can make you nervous and awkward. But the more you do it, the smoother and more likable you'll become. Start small. If you're a naturally reserved person, you'll probably want to start to warm up a bit. Start with making eye contact with people you might like to talk to, smiling at them or saying hi out of the blue. I'll tell you, this is something that I have a terrible time with, is eye contact. I simply don't like to look into people's eyes, especially people I don't know. And everybody's got...
It's so important.
Everybody's got different things, and I know once I'm engaged in the conversation, I'm better at doing it, but... Like, just looking at people, I look away when somebody looks at me.
One of the things I've heard about eye contact, and again, if you want to add into this conversation, give us your tips and your experiences. We'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. But one of the things, from what I understand about people and eye contact, is that you generally want to try to make as good of eye contact with the person you're talking to as possible, unless that person isn't reciprocating. If that person seems like someone like you, Mark, who mm-hmm. doesn't like to make eye contact, if they're sheepish or whatever, and they're sort of glancing down and glancing around, and you're looking at them, and they aren't feeling, it doesn't seem like they're feeling comfortable looking back at you, mm-hmm. then you shouldn't glare at them, or glare is not the right term, but, stare at them or try to make more eye contact than they want to make, I guess. So you sort of let them lead you on the amount of eye contact that
I think people make. Generally do that pretty naturally, but
probably true.
I guess increasing your eye contact is a good way to meet people. Speaking about eye contact, I took this course called Landmark Education's Landmark Forum. Well, there's something called the Landmark the advanced course that they do, and inside the advanced course they do this exercise on, I think they call it the exercise on being or something.
Is that where they try to brainwash you to make phone calls for their organization to recruit more suckers?
You mean like we do our listeners? What you do is you line up and you look into people's eyes in this particular exercise. Mm-hmm. So you'll stare into someone's eyes without saying anything for 2 or 3 minutes.
Well, that's good. It's like a staring contest.
And then move on. Well, you don't have to. There's no blinking. The person who blinks loses. There's no competition.
That's not how you win a staring contest. That would be a blinking contest. Well, a staring contest is when someone looks away. So you lock eye contact, and the first person to look away, you can still blink as long as you're still locked in on the other person's eyes.
You you can have whatever rules you want for your little staring contest, mm-hmm. okay? When we played it on the bus, it had to do with blinking.
Got it.
But either way, this one is not competitive or mean-spirited in any way. It's just looking into someone else's eyes. And I found it very difficult.
Interesting.
And then you'd move on to another person and, you know, move on down the line. And I found that I could do it pretty well with people that were smaller than me or weaker than me.
Huh.
But when I got across, directly across from this big firefighter guy from Brooklyn, I had a real difficult time with it.
Must be something very instinctual going on.
Yeah,
there.
something cavemanish.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right.
Sometimes I'll do that too. Like I have practiced making eye contact. It was part of my whole sales mm-hmm. training and all that. And sometimes when I'll be in a situation where I'm not necessarily even looking to talk to another person, I'll just be in a public situation and someone will give you the eye and you'll lock gazes with them. And then the question is, well, who's going to look away first, right? Sometimes I will feel as though I want to look away first. Sometimes I will, just because it's not feeling important to me at that time. But sometimes I'll make an extra effort to hold out and wait for them to look away first, just so I can win, if you will. And it's a very strange feeling, overcoming that.
Yeah, winning is probably not the way to make friends.
I wasn't trying to make friends with these people.
Okay, I'm just letting you know.
Comment randomly in public, people that lock eyes with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Comment on something. If you see something remarkable, make a comment. Even if it's not to anyone directly, chances are people will hear you and some will react. If you see someone doing or wearing something interesting, tell them what you think. Keep it positive and most likely they'll be happy to chat. Yeah. Hey, that's a really weird yak skin jacket you've got. You know, that's probably not going to go. What's that made out of, skunks? Make a joke. If a decent joke pops into your head, just come out and say it. Someone laughs, that's the perfect conversation starter. The joke shouldn't be about the person you want to start a conversation with. You know, I mean, people just don't take it well if the first thing you do with them is make a joke about them. Even if it's not even that tough of a joke on them.
That's tacky.
Yeah, it's just going to hurt. This is great for opening dialogue with the people of attractive people and people of the opposite sex. And I found that attractive people really, you know, people are intimidated by them and they really do want to talk. Absolutely true.
So the tip there was compliment their appearance.
Well, if a decent joke pops into your head, come out
the
and
one before
say
that.
It. Comment on something? Just comment on something.
Something. Okay.
Find something interesting that's going on.
So, how's the weather?
That's not interesting.
No.
But it depends on where you are. In Florida, weather is not interesting. Up here in New England, people talk about the weather all the time.
Yeah.
It could kill you. That's really all there is to it.
Good luck.
Don't get discouraged. You have nothing to lose.
That was it? That was the last tip?
That was it. There's only a few tips. It's a starter thing. Once you get rolling, then there you are.
Let's add some more in here, Mark, because once you can get the conversation rolling, then it touched on this earlier, but people love to talk about themselves. This is one of the things you really need to remember. The eye contact, great idea. Mirroring other people, good idea. Initiating the conversation, but also asking open-ended questions is really the way to get someone talking about themselves. Go up and ask them the question of, so, do you enjoying the weather here? Oh, yes, I am.
There
no,
you go.
It's ugly. You don't want them to be able to answer with a one-word or one-sentence answer. You want them to say, you know, well, how do you feel about the weather out here? Or how do you feel about this party that we're at? Or, you know, how do you feel about our host? Or what? I'm just throwing out ideas here. I don't know if those are necessarily the best. It would depend on the circumstances you're in. But if you can ask, you know, why did you do this? Or how did you go about getting that dress? You know, or where did you find that coat that you're wearing? You know, get them to tell a story about themselves and something that they're going to want to explain to you. So how do you feel about, those are great leading phrases to tack onto a question that could get somebody to really start to explicate themselves.
I think that's absolutely true. You if you can get people talking about themselves, they're going to, you know, they like you. The more they talk about themselves, the more they like you.
The phones are blowing up here. Everybody from Dustin, Ed, Jeff, Jim, and Dave. Ladies, if you call in, you come first here on Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231. Whether you want to share your tips on reaching out to the opposite sex, someone that you're interested in, or maybe the same sex, depending, or possibly business situations, share your tips. Throw in your stories, your experiences, 800-259-9231, and you can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free. The consultation is free. And the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away. So enjoy those on us. They include, by the way, the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you, at freetalklive.com. And March 12th through the 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile 1 12 Hours of Sebring. Presented by Fresh from Florida, the world's fastest sports cars will battle for 12 hours on the famous Sebring Road Course. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through the 15th. Don't miss it. That's SebringRaceway.com. All right, so we continue our discussion here, going to your phone calls, talking about reaching out as someone who is introverted, someone who is a little bit shy, how to talk to people, how to approach people. Want to hear your tips, your thoughts, and experiences, and of course you can also bring up anything. We go to Dustin in Los Angeles, been waiting patiently. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you brought up this topic, and I'm pretty well versed on it, but I think what the important aspect is why people go this way. Why do they look at this topic scientifically? And for me, I think it came from growing up in a fairly sexually repressive household, a lot of religion going on, and I equated sexuality with loving because you're supposed to grow up and get married and then have intimacy. And so everything that developed through my teens had this boundary on it where you don't go to the next step, and so I didn't develop those skills. And when you don't have a Swiss bank account and the stellar looks, you need to level the playing field with something else. And these are skills that some people learn naturally. And then there's people that in some way are repressed like I was, and you just don't get it.
So you think that the Puritan society is a factor in why some people, and you're talking more from meeting people for a relationship viewpoint, you're saying that that's a factor in why people are a little bit repressed as far as going and meeting people?
Well, yeah, and going to the next step, you know, in school or socially, we might go, hi, how you doing? My name is so-and-so. But the next step, that's what some of us have a hard time with. And there are actual innate skills or skills that are developed innately somehow that successful men, if you want to talk about men getting women, the men that are successful develop certain skills. And when you look at it scientifically and start to identify those, they really give you an advantage. And these are natural things for the most part. When you study communication, the things you've talked about like anchoring and mirroring and the feedback and conversation that's so important, some of us that didn't get the complete social development in their teens need to actually look at it scientifically and learn it as a science.
I think that's an excellent point.
You know, certainly there's lots of books out there with lots of tips, and I think that
I read them.
They help everyone.
So it helped really you out? I mean, how long have you been working on this?
Oh, well, I got over it, and you know, I'm married and all that now, but in the early 20s, I was out there trying to feel better about myself, and I wasn't meeting women, and I had some things going against me where I was a middle-class guy living in a ritzy part of town.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't help.
Now, if you don't have a Ferrari key on your keychain, you're not going to get any. And so I was looking for that extra, you know, that ace up my sleeve, and then I found out that it's scientific, and I tried it from beginning to end by the book, literally, and it worked perfectly. You know, the second date, I've got a hot blonde in my bed. It works great.
What book? Just out of curiosity, how did you end up learning?
Well, if I can drop the name of the author, I don't know how you feel about it, but I heard the name and then I researched it, and it was a program called Speed Seduction, and the author was Ross Jeffries, and he was, you know, a geek that couldn't get any. Went out and started studying what are these guys doing that works, and he'd find that, you know, ugly fat guys can get laid.
Oh yeah,
and he said why, and he narrowed it down, and after you've studied these things, like you've talked about the specific things, the body language and the speech patterns, you can apply that yourself, and it's not natural. But it works.
But it will come naturally after you practice it often enough.
Yeah, and then you start to see it all around you and people that are successful. Like the GM that walks around, I work in radio, so GM walks around, and you see him anchoring. You see him talk to people, and as soon as they smile back, bam, you see the touch on the shoulder.
What's anchoring? That's a term I'm not familiar with.
Anchoring is, well, you got to back up one step and say, you're watching TV, and you sit through a bunch of commercials, and your show comes back on, and you just watched five commercials, but you don't remember any of it. But you're awake. It all just went into your brain. You weren't even conscious of it.
Right.
When someone's in that state throughout the day, they're really susceptible to suggestion. And the point of anchoring is to try to, when that state appears, and it appears throughout the day a lot, and again, some people do this naturally, but if you do it learned, if you can recognize when someone's in that state and positive in relation to you, and you touch them, and then you do it again, by the third time, their brain automatically equates that touch with that state of mind, that level of consciousness, and that susceptibility to suggestion.
So you're saying it sort of locks them into your conversation? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, but way out in the future. It's kind of like the hypnotist, you know, that calls the guy up and says, it puts him under and then says, you know, you're going to bark like a dog when I say this word.
So what you're saying is that by engaging in this process of anchoring, then the next time the general manager comes around to talk to the same employee, he will give him better attention, pay closer attention to what he's saying.
Well, the guy might come up and say the employee's not having a good day, or he's in a different state of mind, and the GM the second or third time around can come and say, "Hey, how's it going?" Touch him on the shoulder, and he's zapped right back into that previous moment where he was in a good mood and was having a positive connection with the GM.
Huh. That's fascinating.
It sounds like magic, but it is amazing and it works.
And it's just the way people work.
And some people develop it naturally. And then the rest of us have to kind of learn it.
And so you're saying, in the beginning of your call, you were suggesting that because of the sexual repression in this country, that people are not taught how to go and interact with specifically the opposite sex. They aren't taught these things by their parents, unless their parents happen to be people that have already mastered these things that you're talking about, and I don't think most people have.
Right, I think it has to do with the opportunities put in front of you to find these naturally. Some people do. Specifically, the Mormon background that I came up in, and it's worse in Utah specifically, a good date ends with a handshake.
Oh, boy.
Literally.
Yeah, that'll really slow it down.
Yeah.
Great call tonight, Dustin. Thank you for opening our eyes to that. And one more time, what was the guy's name? Jeffries?
Ross Jeffries.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Now, that's a name I recognize. The guy that was charging thousands of dollars for the seminars, I don't recognize his name. Of course, I don't know what this Jeffries guy charges either. Presumably he has a book. Anyway, there's always more to learn, and we'll talk to you about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calvin Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calvin Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, and you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. That's updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. Updates.freetalklive.com. Also, we need you this month, if you've yet to do it, to go and vote for Free Talk Live. Whether you are a radio listener, internet listener, live listener, podcast, whatever, if you're listening to this show, and it is the month of March, actually, it doesn't really matter. Whatever month it is you're listening to the show, go and vote for us. You can do it once per month. So if you haven't done it yet this month, you can do it now. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute, and it makes a big difference for us because your votes help push us to the top of the podcast alley charts. And if we're at the top of the charts, then more people find the show and learn all kinds of things about liberty, freedom, and in this case tonight, we're talking a lot about reaching out, stepping outside of your comfort zone, very specifically about introversion and shyness, and trying to actively step away from that and engage in conversations with people, approach people, and talking about some different techniques on that. We're going to go back into your phone calls here in a moment. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, well, SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com at SACL CAI. We go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Jeff in Indianapolis. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Jeff, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hi. Several times you have used the terms shy and introverted, and you seem to use them interchangeably, but I don't think they're the same thing at all.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I look at shyness as being the fearfulness of the social interaction, you know, the wallflower, the guy that's just sitting in the corner of the party, you know, wishing somebody else would talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
But and I look at the introvert as being the person who goes to the party, and they may talk to a lot of people, they may have a great time, but at the end of the day, that's when they want to go home, and they want to recharge their batteries, which is differentiated between the extrovert, because extrovert, you know, batteries are recharged by the party.
Yeah. Now, would you say that introverts have a better chance of being shy than extroverts?
Well, most likely, but I just wanted to differentiate.
Yeah, I think you're right, but I can see why people would get confused in the using them interchangeably, because I think that a lot of introverts can be very shy.
Can I interrupt here? Because the number one definition of introvert, according to the dictionary, dictionary.com, is a shy person. So, I mean, maybe you personally feel differently about the terms.
I like his definitions.
Well, it doesn't make sense from my understanding of introversion. Psychology's definition, too, a person characterized by concern primarily with his or her own thoughts and feelings, right. Part that is or can be introverted.
A Myers-Briggs definition of what an introvert and extrovert are, and I think that these are very workable solutions, is an introvert is a person who works through their problems by thinking about them. An extrovert is a person who works through their problems by talking about them. And you notice how when you and I speak, that I'll pick up different, I'll start with one idea and I'll work my way through it, and then we'll come up with something together. Mm-hmm. Well, what that is that's me being extroverted. And I think that those are very good working definitions.
Psychology definition, the dictionary disagrees. A person who tends to shrink from social contact. So I'm sorry, if you're an introvert at a party, the introvert is the shy guy who's not making any effort to talk to anybody. Introverts don't feed off of talking to people. They feed off of, as you're saying, Mark, their own thoughts and their internals. So I have to disagree with that. What other thoughts do you have for us tonight?
That was the basic one. And I guess we'll just have to respectfully disagree on that.
Very good, sir. Thank you for the call. 800.
I agree with him.
I'm with the dictionary. 1-800-259-9231. But
I don't see how I don't see any reason that they would, that those definitions don't work together.
What, introvert and shy? They do work together.
What his definitions were versus the dictionary's definitions. What's different about them?
He said the introvert goes to the party and talks to a bunch of people. That's not what an introvert does.
Can talk to a bunch of people. He said, he didn't say that it was specific, like that they did. They may very well not.
I agree with his assertion that...
And he agreed that many introverts are shy.
I agreed with his assertion that an extrovert feeds off of the interactions with others. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, an introvert has to make a special effort to interact with others because he's naturally introverted and only wants to focus on his own thoughts and stay, you know, to not necessarily interact with others. Look, I'm just looking at the dictionary definition, Mark. So if you want to go and redefine it, that's your business. Let's continue with the phone calls and talk to Jim in Second Life. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jim. Jim, Second Life, going once.
Yeah, here I am.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, it was interesting that Mark brought that up. I wanted to know what exactly was he talking about when he had those staring contests, I guess is what it was, with that landmark education?
Yeah, why don't you recap that, Mark? What was that name?
I'll recap it, but I don't know. I felt like I was pretty clear with it. Okay, landmark education is you can look it up on the internet, landmarkeducation.com.
It's a cult.
It's not a cult. Cults are about religious activities. Absolutely true. And if why don't you whoop out this little dictionary of yours and that you're so confident with?
I can do that.
And I know you can go down to definition 7, which is the seventh likely definition to be used. And you can.
Why don't you recap it, Mark? Go ahead. The staring contest. What was it about?
Landmark education is it's just a course that teaches people to interact better with each other. And I took their advanced course, and in their advanced course, they had what they called the being exercise, I believe, where you would go, there'd be two lines of people, and they would look at each other in their eyes and then move down after, I think, 2 minutes of looking in to each person's eyes. You'd sort of move down and look at other people's eyes.
And the point of that was what?
To be I guess their definition, what they decided would be is to be comfortable being with other people and not, just filling the air with noise.
So, Jim, your thoughts?
Okay, well, this looks like a ripoff of Scientology. Actually, there's a thing that they do called the TR demo, and it's very, 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 very similar. And there's different levels of these TR demos. One of these TR demos, I can't remember off the top of my head, but you can find out if you Google Xenu TV. They'll have a video of the demonstration. If what they do is they stare into each other's eyes until the point where they're not allowed to blink, they're not allowed to talk, they're not allowed to sneeze, they're not allowed to scratch their eye, back of the head, nothing. They're not allowed to make any movement. would result in them having to do the test over, and they're probably supposed to stare at each other without blinking for about 2 hours.
That's a bit different, though, Jim. I mean, you're talking 2 minutes versus 2 hours.
Right, and this doesn't have anything, you know, there's no rules about you can't do this and you can't do that. You can blink if you want to. If you felt like walking away, use the bathroom, whatever you feel like doing, you can. There's no punishment for not being in it. You don't have to redo anything. And Scientology is a religion. And
is Scientology?
I'd like to hear some kind of religious doctrine, because from me, from my standpoint, it looks like a self-help cult. I've been asking them when I've been picketing for about a year and a half, and none of them has been able to give me any doctrine whatsoever that makes it seem like they're a religion. And it's more of they try to say that it's more of a spiritual enlightening through courses and stuff like that. And it kind of seems like, it's nothing more than what Dr. Phil sells, but they put a religious cloak over it to get tax exemption status.
Okay, so they use terminology like spiritual. Landmark Education would use terminology like, empowering, things like that. They don't, they don't have the religious aspect to it, and there's no, punishment aspect or anything like that.
Jim,
the woman that created this, she was a Scientologist herself, right?
Woman who created what?
Landmark Education.
Believe it was a woman.
Landmark Education was created by a man named Werner Erhard.
Oh. Yeah, he was a scam artist, right?
That's not so.
I beg to differ. He was a Scientologist, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he did. He went to some Scientology classes, but he went to a lot of different, at the time, we're talking about the 60s and 70s, went to a lot of different of these enlightenment things that were out there. There's all kinds of this stuff. It's not just Scientology. Scientology isn't the root, and from it springs all this other stuff. Scientology is just another, thing that came along.
Wasn't Erhard a used car salesman?
That's one of the things that they say about him. But I've sold used cars. Am I a scam artist?
Let's move on. Thanks for the call,
Jim. You sold radio spots. Are you a scam artist?
By the way, second definition of cult. It's not number 7, but number 2. An instance of great veneration of a person, ideal, or thing, especially manifested by a body of admirers. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control. I don't want to get into the landmark thing, so let's move on. More calls coming up. Yours, if you make it. This is Free Talk Live.
Race over to America's greatest sports car event. March 12th through 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile One. 12 hours of Sebring presented by Fresh from Florida and brought to you in part by Budweiser, Advance Auto Parts, and Coca-Cola. Come cruise the Midway, barbecue, and camp out with your closest friends. For 12 hours on Saturday, March 15th, the world's fastest sports car will battle on the famous Sebring Road Course with some of the biggest names in auto racing behind the wheel. The competitors' paddock will open for everyone to meet the teams and drivers up close and personal. Sebring's Party Zone hosts the Ultimate Beach Party, featuring bikini contests, rod eating contests, beach volleyball, and live music. Kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult, and college students get in a half price with student ID. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through 15th. Don't miss it.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to HempUSA.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to HempUSA.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, a renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to HempUSA.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to HempUSA.org.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those. If you'd like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at the Free Talk Live store. Buy all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, as well as stuff that doesn't even have our logo anywhere on it, like the Free Marketeer flag and Free Marketeer t-shirts. Head on over to store.freetalklive.com and load up your shopping cart at store.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Dave's gone. Let's go to Mike in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, listening actually in Second Life. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to keep on the thought train we're in there. I've actually took a landmark course about a decade ago.
Okay.
And
now, before you go on, Mark is going to say that it was different a decade ago. They're much nicer and less culty now.
I took a course they called Integrity then, and before that, to segue another topic into the stream here, is I was a frightfully shy introvert going into that. And
now, before you go on, I've got a question. It's my understanding of landmark education is that you have to take the landmark forum before you can take anything else.
Yeah, that was the landmark forum. They called it Integrity.
Hmm. So it was like the introductory course.
Yeah,
though?
It was like a full weekend.
But the forum's always been called the forum.
I don't recall what the distinction was, but it was essentially, it was a full weekend, and they called it the forum, but they also called that particular one Integrity. And so,
okay,
you know,
go on.
Leave that. All right. Now, historically, the founder originally had another group earlier on, I guess in the 80s, called EST.
Right.
Which had fallen apart due to some kind of controversy and or scandal or something that I'm not too familiar with. But
the claim is, and I don't know anything about this. I don't know much about Eston, but you know, I read some book called 60 Minutes and the Assassination of Werner Erhard.
Well, they were abusive, as I understand it, toward their customers.
I think that they were, you know, it was a tougher course, and in the same way you wouldn't expect boot camp to be easy, I don't think you would have expected Est to be easy. But, you know, Werner Erhard had some problems as far as, you know, he didn't live an exemplary life. He wasn't Jesus. What a surprise. And, you know, they did a hit piece on him, and essentially he was ready to leave the country and did so and sold the his business to some of the people who worked for him.
So what happened with you, Mike?
Well, I went in there. I had had issues with my business partners and so forth. And I was an engineering type and wound up doing a lot of sales and marketing because my partners were idiots, technical-wise. And I did the program, and just to distinguish what an earlier caller said about this difference between shyness and introversion is that someone who is shy has a fear of interacting with others. Whereas someone who is an introvert may or may not have that fear, but they also enjoy just keeping to themselves as a matter of course. And if they aren't frightfully shy, then they generally don't have a problem interacting with people, but they choose not to.
I'll take that definition. I'll take that distinction. Yeah, I think that's more accurate than what the gentleman earlier was commenting.
So what did you think about your landmark course?
Well, I did learn a lot. It did help me quite a bit. But I have to say that they, on the critical side, that they were very dogmatic, and using a lot of the same, everybody used the same kind of language.
They did. They do use the same sort of language and
hallmark of a cult.
What's that mean? You know, words like liberty and freedom.
No, those aren't
aggression.
Cult terms. Liberty and freedom aren't unusual terms that no one knows the definition of.
Nor are the they just use them slightly differently. It's still English.
Somebody who walks in that door, Mark, and hears them using those terms will be completely lost
without the
indoctrination process.
How are they going to be? They never even
running a racket. What are some of them, Mark? Go ahead, go through the vocabulary.
I don't know all of them. Okay. Running a racket is just the definition. They have to, they're talking about things that don't get discussed in everyday life. So therefore, they have to, come up with little terms to describe them. None of them are weird words like wichiwasuhu. They're just things like, running a racket. Things that a person does in order to get some kind of, payoff or something in the end. Mike?
I found another issue that I had with it was that there were a lot of people who got involved in it who actually were running rackets, like, pyramid schemes and things like that. And, once you got through the forum, then they were, and if they found that you were someone who was into business and they tried to get you into their pyramid scheme or whatever, and that was a real turnoff to me being involved further in that sort of thing.
Now, let me come to Mark's defense on this one. Were they the people actually running the forum or were they just other participants?
They were people who had, they had gotten their way into actually being staffers. But they weren't in leadership positions.
Well, I can tell you when I
complained to someone who was about in a leadership position in the Seattle office where I was at the time, and they said about that was, "I won't get involved in that conversation."
When you asked them about what?
I said, this person's trying to get me into this pyramid scheme. And they said, I don't get involved in that conversation, is what they said. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so even though it was someone that was working for them, they didn't want to address the issue.
Yeah.
Well, my understanding, and I took one of their courses where I was sort of like a staff member, unpaid, I must say. It was class, and in that class, you recruited people to take the Landmark Forum. It's called the Introduction Leaders Program. And they were specific that you were never allowed to mix business with Landmark. You're just not allowed to do it. I wasn't allowed to sell radio ads to anybody who was in my course, and I actually had spoken to one guy previous to the course about buying radio ads, and therefore, it cut out that particular option.
So any other observations?
That was about it, because at that point I just kind of ceased my involvement in the organization. And, I do have to say that, the Landmark Forum course did help me be more assertive and reduce my social shyness. But, I can't say whether it was just that or whether I could have gotten the same result with any other self-help book a self-help book at a bookstore or whatever.
Well, there certainly are a lot of self-help options out there. There's no doubt about
that. I think books are right for some people. I think classes are right for some people.
Depends. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, interacting with people can certainly be helpful. And, Mike, thank you for the call and the experience tonight. And, you know, I've heard a lot of good things about it, Mark.
Because 94% of people who take it say that it was a very good thing for them.
I don't deny that there could be some benefit that comes out of it. It's just that I'm concerned with some of the more disturbing aspects of the organization. Like you were saying,
you're
they
concerned.
Bring you in there to run a phone bank for them as a volunteer, trying to recruit more people to come to their seminars.
What if I became a better salesperson out of it?
A butter salesperson?
A better salesperson. Oh, now you're dodging the statement.
I thought you meant you wanted to sell
what
butter.
What if I became a better salesperson through using their techniques? Did I get something out of it?
That's
is that compensation?
Great.
There you
All
go.
I'm saying is...
The reason that you don't like it, Ian, is because it's $400 for the weekend, and it just rankles you the whole
I'm spending $400
idea.
To go to the convention coming up this weekend.
You can see what you're going to get out of it, but, you know, you're so miserly that you won't go for it.
All I have to do is recommend to people who want to learn more about this organization from the, you know, from outside of the glowing review perspective that Mark... gives it. There's an excellent documentary out there, and you know what? I had it. Let's see. I downloaded it. I don't remember what it was called.
You know, if you do anything good in this world, if you do something, there's always going to be a detractor out there. In the same way that there's detractors out there for Free Talk Live and people that say, oh, this libertarian stuff's bad, bad, bad news. It hurts people. The same thing that Landmark has to deal with.
Inside Landmark Forum is what you want to look for. You can probably pull it up on a torrent website. It's a French documentary you'll have to watch with it's got subtitles, but it's very interesting. Alternative viewpoint, really pointing out some of the more disturbing aspects of this organization. I think there are definitely some much better self-help groups out there that are much less, weird. I don't know, but
there you
not
go. You don't know a damn thing. You're saying that you think.
1-800-259-9231. You'll get more out of listening to Free Talk Live than you will out of spending money.
Oh,
with
yeah. That'll really raise your positive levels.
I think so. I think we've been very positive tonight.
Tonight,
and,
certainly.
Talking about all kinds. We talk
but
about
you,
lots
we've
of positive
had
things.
People write in about, you know, how they find all the bad news depressing. You need all different kinds of skills in life.
You know, just because they find some of the news stories depressing isn't necessarily an indictment against this show. That probably says more about how they think and how they feel than anything else.
I can tell you that when I was was doing Landmark and I wasn't doing the show six nights a week, that I had a more positive outlook on things. But now that I see the bad things that the government does on a nightly basis, and it's ground into my head, and we read about it and talk about it. Yeah, it affects me.
Well, maybe you need to look inside yourself there, Mark, because I feel good every night. 1-800-259-9231. Even though the government's getting more powerful and more demanding, we can still have a good, enjoyable life, at least as much as possible. Hour 3 coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
On September.